bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we had the very hilarious Hal Cruttendon in the studio. And we're going to have a lot more comedians over the next few weeks because it's Melbourne International Comedy Festival time.
Yes, but it's always very special when we have our first one, and thankfully he did not disappoint.
He was delightful, and he was telling us about his previous experiences in Australia as well. Mm-hmm. So,
lots to say.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. It's coming to that time of year where the studios are being filled with a lot of funny people here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
James, come on, I'm right here. Don't need to just lay all the love on me. I get it, all right?
Oh, well, we have you all the time. You're not so funny that way.
Yeah, it's nice to have some other funny people.
Join us in the studio straight from the UK is Hal Cruttendon. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good. Lovely to be here.
James's clap button is not working too well today.
Oh, that was a pair of claws. Turning my mic on then.
No, I got it on. Welcome. First time in Melbourne, but yes. Second time in Australia. You were here 30 years ago.
I was, very, very briefly. It's ridiculous. People used to come to Australia when I was like a teenager, or just before I went to college, and people would come and could do 6 months here. And for some reason, I came here for 3.5 weeks and spent about 4 months in America. I think I wanted more danger.
You chose America.
Having said that, do you know this place? I was only here 3.5 weeks and it cured me of my fear of spiders because I saw a spider so large in the middle of Australia that nothing ever frightened me at home ever again. So you have spider in the bath in London is nothing compared to what you've got hanging from trees, this thing was.
Oh, gross.
Let's remember it, 30 years ago nearly, it was hanging from a tree on near Alice Springs, and I thought, that's just obscene. It's like something out of a sci-fi thing. So, yeah.
It's something, as an Australian, when you go overseas, everyone's like, oh, mate, you guys have the most dangerous animals there. Little do they know, most of us are city dwellers and have never seen half these
things. But you all big it up as well. Yeah. You do make it worse. It's amazing we survived the day.
So how long will you be in Melbourne for?
Until the end of the festival.
Okay.
I think 17th. I'm really rubbish at everybody's looking after me here. And I think
I'm here for like a month.
I think I leave on the 18th of April. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
How nice is that? You've been brought out, you get to enjoy
it's fabulous.
Fantastic. Now what do you know of Melbourne? I'm really curious when people who've never been. What is there anything that you've heard about or people have said when you go to Melbourne?
Do you know the things that get you excited? And I'm not even a massive cricket fan. It's things I'm trying to see an Aussie rules
AFL. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you're lucky. You're just in time.
Yeah.
Starts this weekend.
Exactly.
Opening round.
But this friend of mine was trying to get me tickets, and I said I just want to go to the MCG because the MCG is the MCG. That's like when I was just
I've heard of
going,
that on the
and,
television.
Yeah, and you're getting up at 6 a.m. to watch the cricket going from the MCG. So the things like that are the exciting thing about Melbourne. Yeah. A lot of it is sport, but also the comedy festival. I mean, I don't know how it is. It's been famous for a long time. Mm. People go, there's Edinburgh, Montreal, Melbourne are the big sort of comedy festivals. So I feel like I'm fulfilling my little. I've been to all the others.
The trifecta.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you've done the Edinburgh festival quite a few times, and there's a quote here which I think is quite interesting.
Really worried about what you're going to say now.
The Scotland on Sunday called you an absolute joy to watch.
Yes.
To watch.
Yes, because I'm not. Are you saying I'm not that attractive? that,
what James is saying is we're getting a very interpretive dance vibe from
you. Yeah, exactly. Yes. If there was a camera in the studio to see what I'm doing now. Well, I suppose I'm quite fit. I think they just mean to enjoy.
So they didn't hack into your phone and find some of your videos or
anything? Oh, no.
Because that happened to Adele over the weekend. Oh, so, yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, it was in our paper. Yeah.
Oh, they didn't find anything sus,
Somebody hacked into your phone?
No,
Adele. Not me. Adele.
Oh, Adele, sorry. I thought you were saying hacked into your phone, and it was like your gestures. Adele's phone. I see the singer. You kids.
I've heard of her. She's just your neighbour.
Yeah. No. Oh, she is. And actually, she is from Tottenham, which is the bit that we don't like to talk about near where I live. So, actually, the two greatest voices, I think, to come out of Amy Winehouse was one side of where I live,
and
Adele's the other side. So two great singers came out of a very boring suburban part of London. No, it's not. Adele really is from the dangerous part that you lock your car doors driving through.
Wow. Really?
So she is from the streets, which sounds wrong, doesn't it?
In the studio, we have Hal Cruttenden. You might know him. He's been on the Royal Variety Performance live at the Apollo quite a few times. Panel shows, Would I Lie to You? Have I Got News for You? The list goes on. He's now in Australia for the Comedy Festival. And Hal, you've actually got something in common with Christina, the one and only Christina here, in being a massive fan of food.
I am. Fan of food. My problem is my relationship with food is odd because I'm not a foodie in terms of being an expert on food, but I have huge eating problems is what I'm saying in a comedy way. I just I consume large amounts and I will eat anything. So in a way, I'm sort of the opposite. I'm the opposite of a foodie because like, people go, Melbourne's great food. Is it? I don't know. I'm just eating anyway. It's like, you know, I still can eat rubbish. That's the thing. If I, you know, I can.
So if you see him going through a bin, he's not going through hard times. Just hungry, guys.
I'm just stopping for a snack. But no, I've got to eat better. But this is the fantastic, you know, you're very healthy eaters here, aren't you, generally?
Yeah, but like, who doesn't like some fried chicken?
Yeah,
chicken. No judgment. I actually read on your press release that you you do or you have done the 5-2 diet,
or have a bone to pick with it.
I have a bone. Well, I did the 5-2 diet, but it didn't work for me at all.
I could not eat for 2 days. Are you joking? So the 5-2 diet is you eat for 5 days and then you don't eat for two.
Yeah. What do you do on those 2 days, though?
The 2 days. No, but you do eat. You're allowed a certain number of calories, but it's tiny. It's tiny. You know, and I mean, I've had friends who go, don't even chew chewing gum because there's calories in even the sugar-free chewing gum has calories in it, and they're counting everything, and it drives you mad. Weirdly, our Chancellor in the UK used it and now looks great, but he's more evil. The last budget was he is an evil, horrible man.
He's become jaded by the 5-2 diet.
I think it's driven him, because it turns you into a supermodel. It makes you hungry and angry all the time. Yes. So you're just wanting to take it out.
Did he come out with a 5-2 budget afterwards?
I don't eat, no one eats. That was the slogan.
Where do you go with the people?
Someone like you who says, you know, you just love food, you'll eat anything. How could you not eat for 2 days? That's the idea of hell.
Well, this is why it didn't really work for me. But also, I did try and stick to it, but then you find on the other days you're still meant to eat sensibly. Don't be silly. Don't just say something on diet, now eat sensibly on those days. No, tell us exactly what to eat all the time, because we don't know what eating sensibly is. You know, we just make up for it going, I starved myself yesterday. I can obviously have, you know, loads and loads of junk food today. It's ridiculous.
Was your wife relieved? Like, was she able to cook less on those 2 days? Or are you the cooker?
No, my wife. We're terrible. We're like the 1950s. My wife and I. We had kids. She gave up a very, very good job, and I worked very hard in comedy. This is how our lives went. And now we've become a kind of "Where's my dinner?" But I mean, not really like that, because she's much more frightening than me. So she does do most cooking. But no, my dieting annoys her. She's just sort of like, why can't you just eat sensibly all the time? So I tend to have to go off and do my own thing and go off and just, you know, on those 2 days. Yeah, she didn't have to make me any food on those days because I was trying to, you know, eat.
Because you weren't allowed any.
No, I wasn't. She just knew I was hugely angry. But they all sit there, you know, they don't make allowances for me, my family. I've got two daughters as well, and they sit there eating terribly well as I sit there going, are you enjoying that? Is that nice? You know?
Good on them.
Yeah.
I say torture anybody who's on a diet.
Exactly.
How are they? Well, we were talking about having photos stolen and things for social media, but how are your daughters with social media?
Oh, like most teenage girls. I mean, they're 15 and 13.
And, good luck to you.
They're not awful. That's the thing. Expect the worst when you have. You're all too young to have teenage kids, obviously. Yeah, no. But when you do, just expect the worst, and they're really not that bad, or else she's a really good liar.
Yeah.
Because I actually believe that she, like, doesn't smoke and has only drunk occasionally at 15, my oldest. They're not bad at all. But, oh, my, the selfies, the posing, trout pout. You don't look like this, kids.
I have got up here a photo of you doing a trout pout in front of the Sydney Opera House.
I wasn't really trying to do a trout pout. I was doing a ooh. That was meant to be an ooh look.
Oh, that's how you do the trout pout.
Okay. It's just a coincidence that I found this photo and thought it was funny, so I opened it up and look, trout pout.
Do you know what's upset me is I've just seen those sunglasses which I lost yesterday and I'm they were so nice. You know, someone messaged me after I put that out on Twitter. They said, you know, your sunglasses are on your head if you're looking for them.
Well, Hal Cruttenden, he's here for the Comedy Festival. He opens up on the, well, the show opens on the 24th of March. And
is it 2 days' time? Yeah. Sorry, I'm literally being led by everybody else.
Well done, well done on knowing today's date, though, because I had no clue.
I'm such a prima donna. I just go, where am I going next?
So, yes, opening night in 2 nights. He's here for the full festival. For more information and tickets, head to the Comedy Festival website. Hal, thanks so much for coming in.
Lovely, thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.